Hello, it's Brian.
Hi, Brian. It's Lisa. How are you?
I'm fine, Lisa. How are you?
I am doing great. Well, I'm doing great now, but I had some allergic reaction last week and I was hospitalized, and that was terrible. So, lucky for me, I
I
got out.
heard, yeah, from yeah, what that's I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank
Was it
you.
an allergy, was it a reaction that you know you were allergic to, or just recently discovered?
No, I just recently discovered, and they actually ran some tests as well. I'm still waiting on the results, so I'm not really sure what exactly it was, but they said that I had ate something like in about 12 hours, so I didn't know exactly what I ate and what I was allergic to, so I'm just waiting on the test results. Let's see how that goes.
No. Okay, well, yeah, I'm sorry that happened to you, and yeah, I'm not, so I
Thank you.
your manager told me that you had been Sheldon, I guess, or whatever, so
Yes. Yeah,
so
I had Sheldon take care of you while I was away. I just wanted to make sure that you know what's going on. And yeah, okay. So we can get back to the draft. I needed to understand what exactly went wrong, or what exactly you were talking about when you said that the book is not going in the direction that you anticipated for.
yeah, well, let's see. I got to bring up the book. So it had a so I provided. I guess I'm gonna have to pull this up to see. Let me see where I'm ready so I can talk about it. So I had answered the questionnaire, and I had a I provided, I guess, the first couple chapters of it, and then when I read the book, I said it seemed like it had the wrong tone. It was. I was thinking, like, what other questions can I answer for you guys so that you know who the book's for, what the tone is, what, you know, and because I don't think I got the concept across. And I guess the other thing that I wanted to talk about with you was that what I, and we didn't talk about expectations, so it's not, maybe not fair, but I was thinking about, I would send you this information. We would have a kickoff meeting. Okay, this is what I understand. This is, you know, let me make sure we're going on the direction. What's what, you know, and all of a sudden I got a chapter, and I was like, it seemed like it was the chapter just kind of the way it appeared to me, which is probably not the case. Is it, the chapter was just thrown off to a writer. Let's see what we do. Let's see where we're going on it. And I felt like we didn't have an understanding, and I don't know how the process works. Is that how it's going to be? We're just going to keep an email back and forth on chapters? So it's a little bit about process, a little bit about expectations, and a little bit about what, you know, how the book's going to work.
Right. Okay. So let's start off from the book and the direction of the book that you have envisioned in your mind. So tell me more about it.
Okay. So let me just pull up. I'm sorry. Let me just get the. So the book is a business book. It's designed. It is meant to be kind of a. If you were to. You know, it's too packed with information that people say, "Wow, you know, like they want to dig in more, take notes." Almost in an academic sense, like this is the book I'm using as a guideline to drive my business forward. To you know, or it might even see, I want to know more from the author or something like that. Where the way it was written, it was kind of, I felt it was kind of a little bit like. Wishy-washy, if you will, the language used. It's like, you know, I guess I don't know. I guess I put some comments in there about it didn't sound like it was written by a business leader. It sounded like it was somebody who's trying to understand it and explore it themselves a little bit. And so that kind of didn't resonate with the style that I had envisioned. And I think the other part of it was that I wrote the first few chapters, and I thought at least it would kind of, you start off with what I wrote and then figure out how to make it better and then go on from there. But it doesn't seem like it didn't seem like that was really used. So I kind of wanted to know what the process.
Okay, all right. So this is how it's going to go. We will review what you have written, and we're going to try and modify that, and of course, go for improvements as per the lead writer's suggestions. And if you don't agree with that, then of course we can revise it according to however you want it to appear. Okay. Now, that being said, since you mentioned that you're looking for a specific tone, could you provide me maybe a sample or a reference as to what tone exactly you're looking for? It could be another book too. I mean, that's not a problem.
Well, I think I did that. And in your questionnaire, you said, yeah. So you basically, here's, you know, on the questionnaire, I did all of, so that's why I was kind of, after you guys did this, I thought, well, let's talk about this. And here's what you put in, like, in your questionnaire. Mm-hmm. And there was something like, what are the, let me see here, which books that, question number A is what books, whose style I like. And yep. I put in three of them.
Okay, let me open it up.
I have more, but I thought let's limit to three that are kind of books I think are really great reads and you know that kind of mix the storytelling with the actual concepts.
Okay, so you're not actually going for an academic type book, right?
A what? A book? I'm sorry?
Academic. You know how academic books are written? Business books, academic books, they are written to the definitions. They follow like an example of having a case study, then exercises, and of course the definitions of the concepts. So you're not looking to comply to that particular concept, right?
Well, I don't know about the economics. I don't really know that style. I mean, business book. It's a business book, and it's a, a book that's the book that I like, How Google Works, The Startup of You, was written by the founder of LinkedIn. Google Works was written by one of the CEOs of, it's kind of written by CEOs of how the concepts they use to build their business and how they help it make successful, how they make you successful.
Mm-hmm.
So those three books that I listed there are all, they're business books, and they have case studies in there about what they did, and they have definitions of how they do things, but it's not the style that I got in this first draft was I tried to put as much as I could into the comments, but it was
I'm going through the comments right now. I see that this book is for business leaders. All right, that is your first comment. And, okay. Now, the second comment was about the first two, three paragraphs of chapter one, where you said this opening does not resonate with me. It needs to have a powerful opening, maybe some statistics, okay, that we would have to find something that when they read it drives them to read more, to find more. Someone who wants to make their company great, someone who wants to 10 times their results, who wants to turn their department, organization, or company into super. Okay, got it. The tone is too soft. Okay, got it. All right.
Now this, I realize that this is also the second chapter. Like this is chapter one, but I included the included the first chapter that maybe I realize this is the power of a culture, and the culture is the theme that's going to go throughout the entire book. So this is a really critical chapter that's going to all of the other chapters are going to build on this.
I understand. You know what we can do. I can go ahead and reconvene with the team, and what's going to happen is that I will try to communicate this to them as to what exactly you're looking for and go through the references that you provided, but just in case if they have any additional questions or if they want to ask you something or discuss something, are you open to a writer's call?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Because in order to understand what exactly you envision for the book, I, of course, I'm the project manager. I will try to communicate as much as possible in between you and the team. But I think sometimes it's more important to have the actual writer or the editor on call with the client in order to understand the concept. So if you're open to that, I will go ahead and have a discussion with them and let you know about the timings. Sounds good?
Sure, yeah, and you have them read, make sure they read the, you know, through the stuff I put together before. And I'm gonna, what I'm hoping to do too is I have another set of questions I put together for myself, and they are, you know, so I can give you, I can try to describe in words a better sense of what I'm looking for the book, so you guys can see that, so I can describe it and oh, that's what you're looking for.
That would be great, Brian. If you can do that and provide that document to me, it would be amazing. Because right now, see, what happens is that since these guys are ghostwriters and this is your vision and your book, it takes some time for them to understand the vision and grasp it, all right? So we just need to give them the direction, the right direction, and once that is done, we will start to pace up on the writing and the content and everything. So you'll be getting a lot more work from us. Right now, we're just trying to understand the direction. So, yeah, I think that will work great. You send me the file. Meanwhile, I'll have a discussion with the team regarding what we discussed today, and I will let you know if the team wants to have a word with you, then I'll just, you know, connect you with them. Sounds good?
Well, yeah, and I want to be efficient with your time, with the writer's time too. Like, I want to say, like I think it's always good to ask, like, review things, say, okay, this is what we're planning on doing. Is this the right tones, or this is our goal? And we say, yeah, let's go for it. And versus, you know, I felt, you know, like instead of, I don't want people to write a whole bunch of stuff and go, this is not right, you know. So I'd rather have a little planning, a little communication ahead of time, I think can help a lot.
Right. We can certainly do that. Let me, as I said, let me sit down and have a discussion with them, hear from them what exactly, what are the issues that they are facing with the book, because of course they must be having some questions for you as well. So let me work on that on my end, and then I think we should get back together again. All right?
Okay, I have one more question for you.
Go ahead.
So I have this, I logged into this portal. I've been trying to use their portal. And so what I noticed that everything is kind of going on a, we're just using a stream instead of welcome on board. There's no, we're not using any other functionality of this. Is that how it works? We're just kind of emailing back and forth. It's being captured inside of this. There's no outline. You know, it has a bunch of things, dashboard, milestones,
Yes.
you know. So
That's
how are,
correct.
we're just.
I'm glad you actually discovered the entire portal. Usually, we do not complicate things like that because we get a lot of customers who are not that much tech savvy, you know, and they are not able to handle things. So we just like to keep things simple, and this is the thread that we follow in order to have the entire communication in one thread. Because if we keep creating new threads, then it's going to be all over. So that's the only reason why we don't use a lot of functionalities. But if you're okay with it, we sure can.
Well, I want to do what's the most clear, I guess, and so I was just kind of surprised that we're just, you know, it really is like, oh, we're gonna use the portal, and then like, no, we're just gonna email back and forth. So, if that's the way you guys work, I want to know. I was kind of, I went through and I'm familiarized. So is that what's the preferred way? Is this email the way we're doing it?
Well, as I said, that it all depends on the customer. If you are open to working with the entire functionalities of the portal, we can proceed with that. But usually, this is what we do. I mean, it's difficult enough for the customers to even sign up and go to the particular thread, you know, where we are communicating. So we just like to keep things simple, and yeah. The portal is used for the records, obviously, to improve the communication and have an efficient way out to communicate and keep that record as well. So that's the only reason why we use one particular thread. So again, Brian, it's up to you. I mean, if you're okay with using the other functionalities, we can make that happen.
I mean, if I mean, I can see where we, since we have a number of chapters, you might be have different threads for different chapters where you say, okay, this is, we need to go back to this one, and instead of going back and trying to find this, or, but,
That
you
wouldn't
know,
be a good idea. Because let me tell you how it's going to work. Moving forward, we will be sending you, of course, we'll be sending you new chapters, but they won't be in separate files. So whatever we approve will all be compiled in one formatted file that we will keep, you know, for reference. So there'll just be one file that'll be going back and forth. So even if we create separate threads for different chapters, the same file will work through them as well. So I don't see the point of having a separate thread. Make sense?
Okay. I just want to, I mean, if this is the way you work with a bunch of your customers and your writers know how to use it this way, I just, you know, I can do email threads like you're this too, but I just was trying to figure out.
I'll work on that. I got you. I understand your point.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. I'll work on this and see if we can, you know, improve this communication, use the other functionalities, and I'll get back to you on that.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. No worries, Brian. And as I said, you work on that document you told me that you're going to work on. I will talk to the team and see how we can work from here. So I will most likely send you another draft, but before that, I need to confirm with the team if they want to have a word with you or if they understand the concept of the book now. And also, we will take a look at the references you provided for the bugs in regards to the tool. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Brian. You take good care of yourself.
Okay.
I'll keep in touch.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.